have been in 36.
And we came here in 36.
And what were your own plans? What did you start doing then?
Well, see, I was 18. I started babysitting.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, by that time, you know, I thought, well, we've got to do something, you know. So I remember that we were still living on 98th Street, staying with my aunt. I used to babysit
mm-hmm.
for some Anglo people, you know. I mean, just taking care of the little... I think she worked,
mm-hmm.
the lady
so
then.
So the day you would babysit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that I would babysit. But that's all there. And when we moved on 100 and... Because we went there long, you know, with my aunt and uncle,
mm-hmm.
of course. Then we moved to 111th. 111th in San Pedro. What did I do then? I know I worked for making ties downtown.
Was that your first job?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. How did you get that, do you remember?
I don't remember. Maybe I just went downtown. See, well, you had the red car then, you know,
mm-hmm.
so you just go zoom.
Did you know anyone who was working there? How did you
no.
decide to?
I don't know. I'm trying to think. In the building downtown. Did I think that at that time? See, my uncle has always the ones that we first came here to move, you know, when we stayed with him. He was the one that started my brother working as a presser in
a garment industry.
Because he always did that. I mean, when he first came here, that's what he started to do, so he just continued. And he got my brother in to start working,
mm-hmm.
doing that. So could be that maybe through Amo,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe. I don't remember. I can't remember. I wasn't there long.
No.
$5 a week, you know.
What did you do exactly?
I think if I remember correctly, that we used to turn the ties inside out. So it wasn't much,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I never did sew.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't. The women would sew these ties, and I think there were one or two other girls, you know, I mean, that we would turn the ties inside out, you
mm-hmm.
know, and that's about all that I remember. It wasn't much.
How large a place was it?
Very small place,
mm-hmm.
and I don't remember where it was. It was one of those buildings in downtown L.A.
How many workers do you remember in the
Not many. I don't think there were seven.
Oh.
It was a small little place. I don't even remember kind of window to tell you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a very small place. Now from there, I went to work for, I think if that was where I worked first, or did I work over there first? I worked packing strawberries. I worked at the packing the chili. What do you call it? Ortega chili.
Oh, the
I worked. Candy. Yeah, mm-hmm. I worked packing that. Not long. Then I worked in an art shop, a ceramic shop.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked there a little bit longer than all the others. So that's where I met the owner, and I still know where he is, you know, and the wife of the owner of this place. They were Italians. They were three partners. And I got to be very friendly with the wife of one of the partners, Alice. And I just got to know her very well, and I just kept seeing her until she got a divorce from him, you know. But still, I still see her every once in a while. Mm-hmm. She had little problems, you know, with her child. I think he was born, wasn't an accident, and he's mentally retarded. So she's had a lot of problems. So I haven't seen her for quite a while. But, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. I still, I worked for, I don't know, maybe a year. Mm-hmm. And that it was a ceramic shop, and they, you know.
What did you do exactly that?
Paint the figurines, you know. Mm-hmm. Paint the figurines.
And you know. The other places when you worked at Ortega and.
I wasn't there very long. And that was your hands burning, and you just touched all this stuff and just pack them in the little cans.
You didn't wear gloves?
No, you couldn't wear gloves, you know, just bare hands. So anyway.
How much did you make there? $30?
Oh my goodness, not much. I bet it was about maybe $14 a week or something, you know. Not much. Well, I didn't do much at the other theater, I mean at the, there. Then I can't remember if it was before. I worked in another place where they used to make parts for permanent machines. You know how they used to hang by the thing, and we used to make those clips. Mm-hmm. Now I worked there for a while till they went on strike, and that was the end of that. You know, I don't know. It wasn't very, very long. I'm trying to think if that was after that. Just when I went to. So by that time, surely it must have been 42. I'm trying to think where I was working before I went into Lockheed. I always worked, even just after a year, after 36. I work constantly, you know, I mean, all the time. Just little things
like you stayed fairly short.
Yes, I think that what I was looking for, something that was better, I suppose, mm-hmm. you know, and just these little jobs, but nothing, you know, I mean, that. After I worked for packing the strawberries, that's when I worked, I quit there to go to work at Lockheed, because I remember my brother already working for Lockheed.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I remember that now.
So the packing jobs were really relatively short.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh, they were, you know, I remember going with the, I haven't had any problems, though, you know, I mean, I guess I was just looking for something a little better, you know, all the time, something a little cleaner or something, I don't know.
Were any of these places, particularly Ortega, unionized?
I don't think so, because I never joined the union, so I don't think so.
One of the places going out on strike in there?
That was the first, that was the, those clips, that's right.
Oh.
I don't think that they did. Mm-hmm. I think that I remember that they went out on strike, and we did go out, and they fired us all, I think, mm-hmm. or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, let us go, but it didn't make too much difference,
yeah.
because it was a kind of a lousy job, really. So,
what was your feelings about unions in these places?
I don't think I care too much. Now you go to union, go in the union, don't go in the union, you know, I mean, I don't think that I was going to stay, you know, anyway, because I was just looking for something a little nicer, I think, at that time.
Did you have anything in mind that that you wanted to do?
Evidently not. Just, I don't, like I said, that I think that I worked all the time. So I never had much time to think, sit around and think, you know, I mean, just to work.
Mm-hmm.
Because by that time, see, by that time, well, we always gave Mama most of the money, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, you could live with so little at that time. You know, just keep so little for yourself and just help, you know. I think that by that time, Dad was kind of, you know, I suppose getting worse, you know. We were grown then. And it was just such a waste, really, because here we were, grown already. All of us worked, a little here and there, whatever it was. But we all worked. And he had a good job. And then that's when they could put down so many things, you know, and yet it just didn't help matters at all. So we just wanted a... I was the worst, I think. Well, as a matter of fact, it's the funniest thing, but it's my little sister that remembers Dad with kindness more so than we do, mm-hmm. really.
Well, of course, she hadn't been exposed
no,
to as much time.
No, that's why, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, so she, I think when he passed away, she felt it more than we did, really.
Now, so you were still living at home then, up to the point that you started working at Long Key, you were still
yes.
And what was your social life? Like, as you were getting out more in the world?
Well, by that time, of course, I was going out, you know, going to dances, all these in L.A., you know, I mean, going to all the dances, all the big gawks. When we first came here, we met some, we used to call them the Gardena Girls, and we were the 99th Street Girls. We met through my brother. Why the heck did we meet those girls? Well, I think we met the boys first, mm-hmm. you know. And then we met the brothers first. How in Gardena, I think it was a cousin of mine that he used to go roller skating in Gardena a lot. So we went, and that's how we met these girls. We hadn't been here, mm-hmm. maybe it was the beginning of 37 or the beginning of the ending of 36, you know, we hadn't really been here that long when we met these girls. And, well, no, it had to be a little after that. It had to be a little longer than that, I'm sorry. Because, but they were really the first girls that we met mm-hmm. that we got to know real well. Mm-hmm. The girls from, and we still know. But anyway, so we met the boys first, and then we met the girls. And from then on, of course, there were so many of them. I mean, so many of them that we just went with them all the time. You know? And of course, we had five cousins. You know? So we all went together and had, we used to go to the pier, you know, to all those dances and all that. We always went with a bunch of girls. You know, and met all the guys there and had a bunch of, you know, had a lot of fun and just danced away and whatever. And then we just got in a great big old car, you know, all the girls, and just come home.
So the girls still come home.
Yeah, isn't that funny? That we did for a long time, you know, that we just had a ball. Oh, my God. Every time we get together and we just laugh. To all the things we used to do, you know, I mean, just, it was so much fun. None of us smoked, you know, none of us drank at that time, you know, I mean, if you did, geez, maybe a little taste of something, you know, but that was it. We never did. So, I think we lived a very wholesome life, I suppose.
Now, you know. Were there Anglos in this crowd of...
Yeah, some of them. I think, of course, some of the people that we knew had either a father or a mother, you know, or something. We've never have been, all of us actually, have never been very much of a, like, say, just with always with the Spanish people, you know. We never lived in a neighborhood where it was all, never did. So I don't know. None of us have. Even now, well, let me see. I don't think I have a niece, a cousin, or a nephew that has married to their own race. All of them.
They're very
angry. Yeah, isn't that funny? But it's all of them. For some reason. Now, my sister, well, my two older sisters, so he's Dutch, you know, his father was Dutch, and so that's my oldest. Now, my younger sister, well, not Teresa, I mean, and my real, you know, Angie, she's married to a Mexican guy. But all the others, none of them are.
It sounds like during this period, though, when you were all going to dances and partying, no, basically, that it was primarily Spanish.
Well, let me try to think. Not really, because most of the guys that we used to meet were not Spanish, you know. I don't think I ever had, you know, it's the funniest thing. I'm trying to think. You know, I don't think I ever had a date with a Spanish guy. I don't think I ever did. I, you know, it's always been the Jews, and but I don't think I ever did. And why? You know, I guess maybe you just worked at the same place at the same time. I don't know.
Now, how about, did you make friends at any of these places that you worked at, or were you there for such?
Well, just like I said, at the art, you know, school, I still know the girl. As a matter of fact, I don't talk to her too often because, like I said, she's having so many problems. But I just saw Alfred. He still has his shop. He never remarried. He was an Italian man. And he still has his shop over on Whittier Boulevard. De Mariano, it's called. And he still... And my sister, my younger sister, not the adopted one, the other one, she lives on in Montebello, and just off Whittier Boulevard. And we were going one time. We were going to going to meet my cousin over at the farmer's market, and I took my car and parked over at her house because I hadn't ridden a bus for years and years and years. So I said, oh, Andy says, come on, you know, we can meet Evelyn over there at the farmer's market, and the bus just goes right through or whatever. I said, oh, okay. So I left my car there, and she showed me where De Mariano still has, so we went by and saw him, and he was so glad to see me. You know, he's old. But anyway, so we still know that. But other than that, the girls that, well, Lockheed. I wish I could see some of those girls. I'll show you a picture of some of them that, okay.
Is there anything else in this earlier period before you go to Lockheed that we haven't covered that you'd like to include?
Well, I'm trying to,
in terms of communicating a sense of what your life was like at that.
Yeah, not unless I see Sophie. Would I call Sophie's the oldest? You know, I mean, she remembers a little more than, of course, she was older when we were, like, say, living in San Antonio. You know, and well, we always had a house. You know, I mean, we always had a home. This in San Antonio, and the one on Pendleton, the big house, you know, had three big bedrooms and big dining room, a big living room, a big kitchen, and a big service porch. And no, it wasn't a service porch like this where you had, that's where the refrigerator was. Not a refrigerator, but ice box, you know, I mean, that's where that was. And I remember having a mama having a woman come and do her washing, and she used to boil the clothes, you know, out in the back. As a matter of fact, I have the bucket or thing that Mama used to, that she used to, a copper kettle type of thing. I remember it when I was little, you know, and after we moved over here, after years, after we all moved over here, I was telling Mama, I said, Mama, I said, well, you know, I would just love to have that big kettle that you used to boil, you know, that the Donna, whatever her name was, they used to wash Mama's clothes. I remember this huge kettle that you that lady used to boil the clothes, you know, and she said, oh, she says, my tia Ramona, your tia Ramona, my other aunt, my mother's only other living sister, says well, she has it. When we came over here, I told her to watch, you know, watch it, Mommy, and she says, so if anybody is ever going to San Antonio, I'll tell her, and I'll write to her and tell her to send it back. So one time, she calls me. I used to call her every day, call Mama, you know, my mother. And she was in L.A. after I got married, rather. And she called me, and she says, I have that pot for you. I said, oh, Mama, you kidding? She said, no. So sure enough, when we got it, you know, it wasn't that big. It wasn't that big. It's just about this high, and it's black on the outside. But she goes, who in the heck? I don't know. But it's only about this big. I use it for our fireplace, for our wood. But anyway, but those, I don't know why. I can't remember too much, because, you know, I think it was we never went hungry. You know, I mean, I think that when you were lacking so many things and you were so, some people, you know, were so poor, they remember these things. Our life was just enough food all the time, enough clothing all the time. So I think it just went, you know, I mean, just passed by because we never did lack for anything. So I don't know. 'Cause I